Good evening, everyone. Winchester Town Board is now in session. Mr. Dayton, would you like to say the Pledge of Allegiance for us, please?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we'll start out with introductions. To my right is my esteemed colleague.
Hello, Ken Dayton.
To my left.
I'm Bob Mikes.
Hi, I'm Judy Siegel.
And I'm John Delabose. Good evening, everyone. Right now, we have a public comment period. This is devoted to any comments that the general public might have. Yes, pardon me, staff introductions, sorry. The shield threw me. You weren't in the room. Staff introductions, please.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Julie Lowen, Planning Department.
Planning Department.
And Victoria Barnes, your secretary.
Our secretary, yes, okay. Thank you, everyone. We have the public comment at this portion of the meeting is devoted for the general public to make comments about items on the agenda. It's not for discussion or action or voting to be taken on this agenda, these agenda items. You'll be afforded an opportunity to speak on those individual items as they are presented. If you wish to make a comment, please stand up. Please state your name and your address and spell your last name for our secretary, Victoria. And if there's any person who needs longer than the general 3 minutes that people are allowed, we'll be happy to extend the presentation within reason. So do we have anybody moving? Okay, moving right along. I'd like to request approval of the agenda for tonight, July 14th. And I do believe we have a change in our agenda. We are going to present items number 2 and 3 from the Boring Company first. And then we are going to hear item number 1 last. There will be no items that are deleted. So this is our new order of items.
Let's approve the minutes from last meeting, too.
Yeah, oh, by all means. Oh, that's right. I skipped that. I'm sorry. Let's start by approving the minutes from last meeting. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you, Ken. Appreciate it. Do we have any informational items for the meeting?
Yes, just COVID testing is available through UMC at umcfm.com. You need to schedule an appointment to do those testing, and they're at either UNLV parking lot or Texas Station. The Southern Nevada Health District also has no appointment needed, same day testing sites at various locations in the community. This one near here is happening at Monaco Middle School. UNLV is closer, but that one is up on Nellis and Lamb, and their testing is Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. You just walk in, no registration needed.
Oh, wonderful. That's convenient. Do we have any other informational items or announcement? Okay. Seeing we don't, we will move to item number 2 on the agenda, which will become item number 1. DR-20-0262-County of Clark, LP Convention Authority, design review for the entrance structures and an underground people mover system in conjunction with a convention facility, exposition hall, and a resort hotel, the Wynn, on a portion of 249.7 acres in a PE public facility zone and an H1 limited resort and apartment zone generally located on the east and west sides of Paradise Road and the north and south sides of Desert Inn Road within Winchester and Paradise. Is the applicant here this evening?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I will put these in a different order.
Okay. And please introduce yourself too, please. Thank you.
So I'm Tyler Fairbanks. I'm with the Boring Company. I want to start off by saying we're really excited to be here. It's been about a year since we were here presenting on our Las Vegas Convention Center Loop project. Excited to sort of give you guys an update that project is moving along successfully. Construction is on track to be completed in the on time and should be completed before the end of the year. At a high level, what we're doing at the Boring Company, we were founded by Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla, and we were founded to solve the problem of traffic and congestion by building low-cost, fast-to-build underground transportation systems. Now, that sort of begs the question, why underground transportation systems? We think there are a lot of great things about tunneling, but really the main sort of advantage to tunneling and building underground is that when we are constructing, there is no surface disturbance, meaning that we build our transportation system and we are not temporarily disturbing communities. We're not altering temporarily existing transportation routes. We're able to build our system without disturbing local communities. So I guess a quick background on what we are currently working on here in Las Vegas. We're building the Las Vegas Convention Center campus-wide people mover loop for the convention center. It's a three-station system, 0.8 miles long. The three stations sit in front of the convention center's three main exhibit halls, two of which are existing, one of which is under construction. That is the West Hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center. And so what brings us here today is our project To the Win. The Wynn and Encore is a hotel in close proximity to the Las Vegas Convention Center, and so the Wynn and Encore get significant convention bookings. We think the usefulness of our system is to provide underground transportation between the Wynn and Encore and the Convention Center, so to alleviate congestion on the surface, those trips that would otherwise be taken on the surface. We put the passengers underground. As for the alignment itself, I know this might be a little bit difficult to see over here, but as for the alignment itself, we start here in the silver lot of the Las Vegas Convention Center, right in front of their central hall. We run predominantly under private property with a public road crossing at Paradise Road and Desert Inn, but again, predominantly under private property. And we terminate here at the Encore Porte-Cochere. Right at their main porte-cochere. The two kind of important things to note here on this project, all construction and sort of surface disturbances happen here on the convention center site in this green rectangle here. Everything that takes place along the blue is not, there's no surface disturbance there. Additionally, the project is entirely privately funded. And so with that, I'll talk to the operations of the system itself. So here is an example of the station in front of the Encore's Porte-Cochere. So as you can see, so I guess the system functions very similarly to the Las Vegas Convention Center loop system that we are currently constructing. The main difference is that this system has one tunnel, whereas the Convention Center loop has two tunnels. But the way that this system functions, it's Tesla vehicles driving on paved road surfaces. So the Tesla vehicles would come in through this ramp, passengers board under the porte-cochere, the vehicles go back under into the ramp and get to the Las Vegas Convention Center in less than 2 minutes. In total, the system itself is 0.6 miles long, so 3,100 feet. And with that, open it up to questions.
John, you have to open it to the public first?
Yeah, please, by all means. Public comment on this item first, as he requested. Okay. I basically don't really have any questions. You folks were kind enough to give me I don't know if I spoke with you or not, give me a call in advance, and we spoke about an hour on the phone, so that's going to save us a lot of time here. And I've got all my questions answered. I just didn't know how this was going to all line up.
Right.
But I see it now. It's very clear.
I have a question. Will this affect the tunnel that currently exists feeding guests from Encore onto Desert Inn, the street tunnel?
The current truck. The street tunnel?
Yeah.
This will not impact the street tunnel.
Because the limousines and vehicles exit out onto DI there,
yeah.
Right, so it will just help it because the traffic will be people will rather use this. It's much faster.
Yeah.
There won't be that much congestion.
So will, you said there'll be Tesla vehicles. Will there be an individual driving them, or will they be self-driven?
Yeah. So when we first open, there will likely be drivers. We're working with Clark County to permit an autonomous system as well. When we first open this, it will likely be the drivers.
What are the hours of operation going to be?
It will operate while the convention center conventions are
okay.
happening. So during convention hours.
If you're a guest of Encore, not an attendee of a convention, and you just want to get to the other side of Paradise, can anyone take the tunnel?
Yes, the tunnel.
All right.
Is there going to be a cost involved for the public to use the system?
Yes, there will be a fare. It'll likely be a low fare, but somewhere probably around the $5 range.
Okay. I have no questions. I think it's amazing, and I'm so glad it's happening here in Vegas. We definitely need it with all the congestion and the traffic, all the people that come to Las Vegas. So I think it's wonderful.
I agree.
I have a motion to approve with staff conditions.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay.
Great. Thank you for your support.
Now you're going to present the Resorts World. Yes, thank you.
Do you want to talk to the help the speed? We'll ask right now. He's doing it again.
I'll give you your introduction. Just a second here. Let me get back to that. Second item on the agenda is DR-20-0261, County of Clark, LB Convention Authority Design Review for Entrance Structures and an Underground People Mover System in conjunction with an approved convention facility exposition hall and a resort hotel, Resorts World, on a portion of 125.3 acres on a PF public facility zone and H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the east and west sides of Las Vegas Boulevard, south and the south side of Elvis Presley Boulevard within Winchester. Is the applicant here?
Yes, sir.
Please introduce yourself.
Great. Again, Tyler Fairbanks with the Boring Company. And so this project is the Resorts World connector. Sort of similar to Encore, the Resorts World proximity to the Las Vegas Convention Center will undoubtedly drive significant convention center business at Resorts World. And so, again, the usefulness of this project is to provide an underground transportation system between Resorts World and the Las Vegas Convention Center to alleviate surface congestion for those making that trip. This project, the alignment begins in the northwest corner of the Las Vegas Convention Center and runs, again, predominantly under private property. And terminates here at the basement level of Resorts World at a prominent pedestrian entrance. The surface construction activity will take place on the Convention Center's campus where this white square is located. Similarly to the last project, this one will be entirely privately funded as well. The system in total is 0.4 miles long. So with that, I will discuss the operations of the system. And so this system operates very similarly to the Encore system that we just discussed. And again, similarly to the Las Vegas Convention Center system. Again, this one has one tunnel. So vehicles will come through this ramp. So the tunnel leads out that way to the convention center. With this one ramp, vehicles will come down, passengers will board here. We'll loop sort of around the parking area and go back towards the convention center. And again, this trip would last under 2 minutes.
So is there two-way traffic then?
No, this is a one-way traffic system. So the tunnel has traffic one way. All vehicles will come one way. And then once the vehicles are on the Resorts World side, then they would all go back to the Las Vegas Convention Center side.
Well, then it does...
Within that tunnel, yes.
Yes.
But the vehicles are not
No.
in the system at the same time.
Right.
Yes. Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Thank you. Any comments?
Do you want to open up the questions to the public?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. Anybody have any questions or comments on this? Yes.
Julie Rowland from the planning department. How fast are the vehicles moving?
So the nominal maximum speed in the system will be 40 miles per hour.
And the other slide that you, board that you had up first?
Yes.
I have one question on that.
Yes,
I'm just out of curiosity, because that's very clear. You have that going across the front portion of the LBCC property, which is a vacant lot, but I think eventually, if I'm not mistaken, the convention center is looking to sell that piece of property. Is that still the case, Mr. Miller?
I'm not certain.
So Terry Miller, I'm the owner representative for the LBCVA. So the answer is yes. And because the tunnel is approximately 30 feet below grade, stipulation on selling of that land would say that we maintain the easement for the tunnel by going underneath the property.
Thank you. That was my question. You cleared that up.
No questions here.
More?
No questions.
Okay.
I motion to approve it with staff conditions.
I second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Okay, we will now take item 3, which was item 1. We have UC-20-0259-SE 3220 East Desert Inn, LLC. It's use permits, it's waivers of development standards, and it's design reviews. Now, on the use permits, we have for the following. Convenience store, gasoline station, reduces separation from a proposed convenience store to residential use, multifamily. And number 4, reduce the separation from a proposed gasoline station to a residential use. Under waivers of development standards, thank you. We have for the following, a 1 reduced street landscaping width, 2 allow modified driveway design standards, and 3 allow modified street standards. And 3 under design reviews for the following. We have for number 1, a convenience store, number 2, a gasoline station fuel canopy on 7/10 acres in a C1 local business zone, generally located on the east side of Mojave Road and the north side of Desert Inn Road within Winchester. And I believe our applicant is here. Good evening. Introduce yourself, please.
Good evening, everyone. Richard Surface, 2129 Stonecroft Street, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89134, representing the applicant. I just want to emphasize what's going on here. My client is working with a rather small site and a rather dated convenience store. The 7-Eleven, I'll draw your attention to this photograph of the existing property. The 7-Eleven was built in 1990. The property is served by actually 4 driveways that go into the 7-Eleven. What we're proposing to do is demolish this building, put in a brand new 7-Eleven. It's about 4,000 and some odd square feet in size. And 7-Eleven would like to include gas pumps with their new facility at this site. There'll be 6 pumps that will be installed. And to make this property safer for ingress and egress, we are going to eliminate 2 of these driveways, the driveways that are closest to the intersection. This one here on Desert Inn, and this one here on Mojave. And we will replace the eliminated driveways with about 36 linear feet of additional landscaping along Desert Inn and also on Mojave. The new building, you can see elimination of the driveways to make it a little safer for ingress and egress. The existing facility did not meet the departure distance and safety requirements, and unfortunately, with the tight site, we're doing the best we can to try and improve it, but we have a situation where we do not satisfy the public works typical drawings for departure distance and also for throat depth. The throat depth situation is the same as the existing facility, but they, hopefully our patrons will be able to come in and get to the gas pumps without any congestion or any problem by elimination of the driveways. We're also proposing to move the building closer to the property to the north, and requesting that, we're going to do an intense landscape buffer along this side of the property with large evergreen trees placed 20 foot on center. And as I mentioned, along the streetscape, we'll greatly improve the look of the streetscape by knocking out these driveways and putting in lush new landscaping to replace it. It's a situation where my client is very eager to come and redevelop this somewhat tarnished corner, you might say.
Dilapidated?
I don't want to use that word to anybody's property, but we're coming in to improve it and hopefully have a little better service facility for folks in the neighborhood. And unfortunately, when you try and do these infill redevelopment projects, you don't get a clear palette to satisfy all of the safety requirements that Public Works has. And we're not in any way challenging the decisions of the folks in Public Works. They're great, they're doing their job, but this is the best way we could do it. We think we're kind of making a situation that's really bad somewhat better, but not perfect. So I will gladly entertain any questions that you might have. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me tonight under these trying circumstances.
Public comment?
Anybody from public comment from the audience? Okay. I read through this, and it seems like you've kind of got a cornucopia of approvals and denials here.
Right.
It's sort of a mixed bag. Some things they're good with you on, and some things they're not good with you on.
And John, I won't put any words into my colleagues in the planning department. In my previous life, I was assistant director of the planning department 25 years ago. And in summary, they are okay with the use permits, but the challenge is in the design review, where we're asking for that zero throat depth and departure distance exception. But the new building with the aesthetics, the increased landscaping, they're all good with that. So it's a thumbs up on the use permits. It's a challenge on the design review solely because of the two requests for the elimination of the driveways. We still don't have the best departure distance to the intersection, and the throat depth could be better. But it's the same throat depth that's there now. And I wish we had more room to wiggle it around, but 7-Eleven wants to do gas, almost double the size of the building. And I've had 7-Eleven for a client recently in some other locations. They are drastically improving the healthiness of their food and offerings in the facility. So I think it would be a great improvement to the corner. We've worked with Public Works, we've worked with planning to try and do the best we could to fit this in and cause minimal disruption to the neighborhood and make it as safe as possible for ingress and egress for our customers.
Okay, I have two questions.
Sure.
On your picture, if you don't mind. Is the square that's in light gray on your two revised drawings?
Square? Okay.
Yeah, there and down there?
Yes.
Is that square that building next door?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. That was my first question.
I may add a quick comment.
And this is Majid Cantor, our architect.
I'm the architect, so yes. I did all this. So what I gave you here is really the existing condition, and I endorse the new building, the new site on the existing condition, just to show you how little we are changing as far as throat depth and departure distance. Actually, mm-hmm. We are increasing the departure distance. even though the throat depth is zero, but we are changing the driveway to a commercial return driveway, which actually allows you more time to return versus the panhandle. So I think that's actually making things a little better in my view.
And to add Majid's comments, we are not in violation of the parking requirements. 16 are required, and we're providing 17 with all of the trash enclosures and other things that you folks look at on the site. We're all up to snuff on everything there. It's just this departure distance and throat depth, but we kind of inherited that, and we're trying to do the best we can.
My second question, sure. Thank you very much. That helped a lot. My second question is, are you going to, for all due respects and purposes, I understand things do come up, guarantee that when it's done, it's going to look like that? Because,
yes.
I mean, the trees and everything make a big difference.
Yes.
But if, you know, you come back and instead of seeing those trees, you see smaller trees and they're further apart and they're really bushes.
Right.
And instead of seeing green, you see rocks.
Right.
It's like you just kind of go, how did that ever look like the artist's conceptual drawings?
We are definitely going to do what we're showing you. They're on the landscape plan, and for my client to get a certificate of occupancy, those trees and everything will have to be in there.
Because that's a significant improvement. I mean,
we're really trying. My client has done a couple of these in different parts of the valley, and it's a drastic improvement. We kind of specialize in going in areas that are challenging, but where people need the service and want to give them something nice to go to that is, you know, current in architecture. And it's going to have articulation, veneer, finishes, aluminum storefront, varying roof lines. The parapet will screen the HVA systems. So it will be as nice a building as you see anywhere. The canopy, also veneer base, stucco, not anything schlocky, but believe me, it will look good.
Well, do I have any comments from the board?
I have a question.
Sure.
The building next door to you on the east side?
Yes.
In the one photograph, it shows parking slots on the west side of that building.
Yes.
On the new one, there's no parking slots. Is that correct?
No, there will be parking, actually, if you look at the site plan.
I'll put up the site
plan. You're looking at this like I am, right?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. See, what we're looking at here is the parking slots are eliminated.
Right, so we are putting parking here. So this is the existing building, and this is the existing parking. So we're sharing the driveway, the drive aisle, but we are putting four spaces here.
Those are yours, and what about this building?
This is for this building.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. So our property line is right here.
Okay, so those places will still exist for this building.
Yes, and we'll make it even better over here.
And is that your trash enclosure?
That's a trash enclosure with the landscaping fingers around it.
Right.
And we're meeting the separation distance from the...
Okay, very good.
So we also have a connectivity for pedestrians, you know, to walk from the gas station to...
Is that like a slightly raise in the pavement?
It has like a little, the texture and color.
I got it. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, folks.
I have a question just about the trees you're going to put behind the new building.
Yes.
I mean, those will be like mature evergreen trees that you're going to plant back there?
We're going with, and I don't mean to crowd you, Kent.
That's all right.
Better to look good. I don't know how the speech is, but 24-inch box, medium and large, and you can see this is our landscape plan.
Okay.
Please scrutinize it.
So they'll be boxed sitting above the surface, or
that's how they purchased them at the nursery.
That gives you an idea of the size, that it isn't just a little
sap
twig, you know, that kind of thing. 24-inch box is a pretty good size tree.
Yeah.
All right. And we're doing that to make up for some of this distance between us and the multifamily project. And
well, it looks like the multifamily has some heavy foliage on their property already on that side. So basically what yours is probably going to be is just filling in the missing spaces pretty much.
We're going to put in something entirely new.
Okay, but no, but nice. What I mean is visually, when
you
look across it,
yes,
your
yes.
trees will cover
probably
up
do
some
a better
of
job
it. Yeah, covering that opening.
Yes, that's correct.
Will there be room to drive behind the building, like an alley behind, or will that just be landscaping?
No, it's just landscaping in the back.
Yeah, on the picture it shows all greenery back there.
Yeah, and you can see on the site plan the landscaping is right up against the building.
Now that brings me to a very good question that you brought up. One thing that might make me concerned about is what's going to happen in that area back there is where the behind the building where it's nice and shaded and cool and landscaped, is that going to be like the annex for a homeless shelter?
I hope not. I mean, we'll be a 24-hour operation. And
you do patrol the perimeter? And
it is only 7/10 of an acre site, so I'm sure our staff...
Is that something I always worry about?
Well, Central Lemon tries to do a good job and tries to let as much as they could.
Yeah.
Any more questions or comments? Okay, I move to approve as presented. You're going to have to work out...
I second that motion.
Yeah, you're going to have... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Can you clarify, can you... approval, the permits, the waivers, and then the staff recommends tonight?
Sure, well, let's do it. Let's do it that way. Let's do it in sections, yeah. No problem. Let me start out here. I move to approve the waivers of development standards for the site as requested. I also move to approve the design reviews as put forth in your proposal, and I also move to approve the waivers of development standards as put forth in your proposal, rather than denying the waivers of development standards 2 and 3 and denying the design review. And I think I'm going to move that. I think it's a good project. I think it definitely upgrades a neighborhood, and I think this should be left up to the county commission if they feel there's a real issue.
Is that a motion? Are you making a motion?
I'm making a motion.
I second that motion.
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate your time and questions and willingness to meet and go over our project. We'll be a great neighbor.
Yeah, I'm
thank
sure
you
will. Yeah. It's a very nice project. It really is. It certainly looks better than the pictures.
You want your pictures back?
No, I saved these. I'm going to get mine back anyway. Okay, so let's go back.
Thanks again.
Certainly, sir. Thank you for coming. Okay, do we have any other general business? Any other comments from it looks like we don't have general public left. Okay, then our next meeting will be July 28th. At 6 o'clock here, and we stand adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.